Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cape Show with PLR. This is PLR. Hopefully, everyone is having a fantastic Monday, getting this week kicked off and started the absolute right way. There is so much going on in the world of sports right now. It's almost like I don't even know where to begin. I guess we begin at the beginning. Things we will get into on this show today. Arizona Diamondbacks, they just can't quite find their way right now. Madison Bumgarner just does not look right. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Will there be fall sports? Will there be fall football in the college? We already know the MAC has said no. Ivy League has said no. UConn has said no. Are the Big Ten and Pac-12 next? We have a lot of people that want to see football played. Obviously, we know that. You can add 1,600 Pennsylvania to that list. So we'll talk about that. Are we going to see this football or not? Suns, keep winning. 5-0 in the bubble. Going for 6-0. Game is on right now. Give you some updates to let you know if that's something they got to or getting to or near to or in the area of to, whatever it takes. And then at 110, we have the lead in Pac-12 basketball, Michael Caratino on. He'll be joining us at about, like I said, about 10 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. Like I said, happy Monday. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get down there, let them know. Cave Show PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can become a club member. Get a locker that backs up directly to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. You also become a VIP member. Gives you access to the VIP lounge. Several TVs back there as well, so you can just go back. Relax, sit down, smoke a stick, uninterrupted, unless you want to be interrupted. Very cool place. We do the Cave Show with PLR there once a week. It's called Cigars with the Cave Show. So check them out. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Now, if you can't physically get in there, no worries at all. You can go to Stogie World, STOAGIE World.com. And most items are shipped the exact same day. So you're not going to be sitting around wondering, oh, is this the day my stuff get out? Or did my cigars get shipped today? Well, I'm letting you know, they do. All that can be done at, like I said, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Get down there live, though, and let them know that PLR sent you. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. It is Monday, and it feels like a Monday. I don't know why. There's every day in this pandemic felt like every other day that was in this pandemic. But for whatever reason, today just feels like Monday. But that's not a bad thing, especially if you're a Phoenix Suns fan. Playing OKC Thunder. Give you a quick update. I'll cheat on this a little bit. They're up 74-66. They had to fight back for this lead. A couple quick notes. DeAndre Ayton did not play the first quarter. He missed his COVID-19 test yesterday. Had to take it earlier today. didn't get the results back until later. So, but he is officially playing now. Like I said, this game is live. Now we'll get into this a little bit later as well on what's going on with them, what their status is. In fact, let's just do that now. The Suns, here's what's crazy. The Suns could win every game, legitimately win every game, and miss the playoffs and miss playing in the seeding for the playoffs. They need help. Someone needs to beat Portland for them. Plain and simple. Someone needs to beat Portland for them. Memphis needs to drop some games. And I apologize to San Antonio. Big time apologize to San Antonio. I said, and I quote, without LaMarcus Aldridge, why even bother? I must have forgot that's a Greg Popovich team. What was I thinking? Because they have a bunch of guys that are just playing basketball and doing well. And doing very well. I do know this. I know when you look over at Portland, there's really only one team left that can beat them, and that's Dallas. Luka and the boys. So I don't know if Brooklyn can pull it off. Yeah, I'm underestimating them. Yeah, I know they're a playoff team. But yeah, I also know they're missing a whole lot of pieces. But we need them to lose at least one more game. We need San Antonio to lose another game. Good news, though, with them, if you're a Suns fan, at least they have the Rockets left to play. And Utah. So it just depends. Will Houston, at that point, be resting people yet? You know, they want a healthy Westbrook. They want a healthy Harden going into the playoffs. They really have nothing to lose. What will they be doing? How will they be playing next? And then you have Memphis. Memphis, if I'm not mistaken, it's locked up the 8th seed because it's 5 percentage points. But we still got to hope that they lose. At least two out of two, right? And when you say we, I mean the Suns. I can't believe I just did that homer thing. But they have Boston and they have Milwaukee. Two real losable games. So we'll see how that shakes down for them. Suns play back-to-back. They play today, obviously. I told you the game is on now. And they still have Philadelphia tomorrow. So, and Philadelphia will be playing without, obviously, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And then they finish it off on Thursday against Dallas. And hopefully by then, Dallas will be resting people because they will have already determined who they're going to play, what their seeding is, and what's going to happen with them. I almost wish they had a play-in game for the play-in game. I know, huh? How cool would that be to play for the right to play in the play-in game? So it's all going down, though, one way or the other. Basketball is back. It's fun. And listen, you can say what you want to say. I've lived in Phoenix for a long time. When the Suns are winning, there is a different type of energy that goes on in this valley. A whole different type of energy. This is a Phoenix Suns town. It is their team. It is the very first pro sports franchise. And the difference is people watch football because they watch football. It is an event. It's not just a game. Football is an event. So, and a lot of times you root for the other team. We get that a lot down here. We'll see guys that go to games with jerseys on from other teams. And that just happens. But when it comes to basketball, this is the Suns city. They started here. So you have grandfathers, great-grandsons, everyone watching the Suns. So when they win, there's a different type of energy because there's a different type of pride that goes behind the Phoenix Suns. We'll talk more about it, see if we have an update before we get out of here today. But we're about to bring on the coolest guy in Phoenix. If he's following you, if you get to hang out with him, if you can call his name and he answers you by your name, you might go somewhere in this life. He'll be coming up in a few minutes, believe, in Pac-12 basketball. Michael Caratanillo will be with us right after this break on the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Monday. It is time to get rolling. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about. Like I said, we have one of the coolest guys coming up right now on The Cave Show with PLR. Believe in Pac-12 basketball. And, oh, before I say that, I must say this. If you miss any part of the show, make sure you're checking us out on KSRN at 3 o'clock. Do a direct replay of this show. You can get KSRN from either your Apple App Store, your Google Play Store, all that stuff. On the line now, though, the one to only believe in Pac-12 basketball's very own. Like I said, there's only one thing that describes my next guest. The coolest guy I know, the one to only, Michael Caratanillo. What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm not going to have any – I'm going to be living in your basement. I'm not going to have any money to give you after all these wonderful intros.
You like that one, though, huh?
That was pretty good. Not that I'm surprised.
You know, every now and then you got to hit someone with a little Morris Day and the time.
Yeah, that's what – oh, come on. I mean, come on. Absolutely. Purple – weren't they in Purple Rain?
They were in Purple Rain. They did
Rain.
Jungle
what
Love.
Talking about.
Yeah,
they were trying to act like they were better than the kid, which, come on, man. Morris Day is good.
Yeah, no one.
He's no Prince.
Yeah, no, nobody is. Nobody is, obviously. So, but yeah, man, hey, listen, thank you for coming on to the Cave Show with PLR here on the Kerry Lackey Law Line on the Cave Show with PLR. Tell me, what's going on? Is the pack 12 in cahoots with the Big Ten? Is it going to happen? Will we see football this fall?
I think, look, the conspiracy theorist in me, as you know, only goes to some things. But, you know, players are wanting safety. And now Jim Harbaugh came out today on the side of safety and playing, and he said facts, and he threw his facts at people. Are they in cahoots? Possibly. To me, the conspiracy theorist part of it goes, it's like NFL bargaining where, you know, they're not getting paid and they want to be safe. And you and I have said this, I've said this to you a million times, like, as long as you can come back, and yeah, it'll suck without fans and it'll suck if we have to do all our press by Zoom, but you know what? Such is life, right? But the players, you know, saying they want to play, and then, you know, asking for tests and they need to be tested anyway. And it's look, the demands that the Pac-12 players came up with are absolutely, again, I like it. You want to be safe. You want to be, and I'm always going to be in favor of it, not because I think, you know, oh, they should be paid. We can get to that later. But I mean, it's tough, Paul, because we said if it's safe, well, it can be safe if there are no fans, they're getting tested, they're just playing conference games. I get it. You know, I mean, Jim Harbaugh saying, you know, zero positive tests out of the last 353 administered zero positive tests among the coaches' staff and over an entire 8 weeks of testing following CDC guidelines, self-implemented stricter standards for contact tracing and quarantining to prevent spread. So that's what I've been saying to you. Like last week, I got sick and tired. I get sick and tired of hearing that, oh, you know, they need to be around their friends. Yes, everybody wants to be around their friends. But, you know, if you're going to, you know, Joel Klatt, actually, I heard him earlier this morning on the Dan Patrick Show and had a great thing saying, you know, just if they went, they finished online anyway last year, and so many athletes now take a lot of their classes online. So just make football players all fall sports. He was saying football, but meaning all fall sports, just go to online classes. So you're not subjecting them to having to be on campus. They're in their living quarters. They're at the practice facility. You're monitoring everything. Yes, obviously they're going to have to eat. We know all that stuff. But that being said, you don't have to be around friends. The players, I mean, Trevor Lawrence has been very outspoken. I know you've seen this. About wanting to play. They want tests and they want to play. So I am definitely all for that. If these conferences are using this, like the NFL style, as, you know, a bargaining chip because of the whole waiver thing, and that's going to be frustrating for fans in and of itself. But, I mean, the SEC still hasn't said anything, and they were trying to see, you know, they were doing exclusive TV deals. So they were talking about that today. So I know that obviously the conferences are talking, and Heather, they said last night on SportsCenter that the Pac-12 didn't want to be the first. But yeah, if this is just some bargaining ploy to fire back at the We Are United, I mean, you need to spend the money on tests. God knows there's, you know, I know the MAC already said because they lost their out-of-conference games, I get it, that they're postponing their season. But between the Pac-10 and the Big Ten, I mean, I don't think the Big 12's on board with it. I'll tell you that much. I know at least Oklahoma and Texas, of course, were not on board with it. Michigan and the Big Ten, not on board with it. So, I mean, unfortunately, it's the more I talk about it with you, Paul, it's sounding like it's becoming a mess like baseball was before it got started.
Well, So I think we got to do two things. We got to put things in separate categories. One, as much as we want to say keep politics out, once 1600 starts tweeting and liking and following and retweeting, politics are going to get right back in it. So no matter what we say, that's got to make a difference. Two, you got to look at the demographics of where places are. Washington, Oregon, California, Colorado, they're going to be more left-leaning. Let's just be honest and call it what it is. So they're going to probably be more likely to say, hey, we're not going to take a chance with these kids. When you get into SEC, you're talking Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee. That's real right. And if 1600 is saying, let's roll, let's do it, the following for him there is going to be a whole lot different. So I think you almost have to separate it. And I, like I said, people always say take politics out. But when politics interjects itself, I can't take politics out. So I think a lot of that's going to play a part of it. Also, money's going to play a part of it. And education.
Right.
Now, here's where Vanderbilt graduates get mad at me. A lot of people go to Big Ten and Pac-12 schools because they're actually good schools. Stanford, Cal, USC, they're really good schools. Michigan. A lot of people don't understand it, but Wisconsin, they're good schools. You don't have to be a brain scientist to squeeze into Mississippi and to squeeze into Alabama. You really don't. And,
right.
And I'm not trying to be facetious when I say that. So
no,
so
Josh Rosen
academically
said it when he was at UCLA.
Yeah, so academically, you're going to get more of a push from Pac-12 schools and some Big Ten schools to say, "Hey, we're not gonna play." I think that's going to be the difference. And so, once we separate it like that, then we start saying, "Okay, what are the chancellors of the schools going to say? What type of pressure and what type of heat is going to be put on them?" And let's be honest, Mike, if the SEC cancels football, the pressure on that SEC president that would cancel football is going to be a lot different than the president at Stanford canceling football from Stanford fans. It's just going to be different. So I think a lot of that has to do with the politics, the landscape, geographically. You take everything. You take most guys, again, I'm going to get yelled at for this, most graduates from Stanford that play football, they already knew they weren't going to play pro football when they went to Stanford. So they're going to end up with high-paying jobs. A lot of guys, not most guys, so I don't get, like, X and get these nasty messages. But most guys from Mississippi State that play football aren't exactly going to go off to be doctors. They're going to go work at Champs. So it's just going to be a difference. So I think a lot of that plays into how bad you want to play football.
Right. No, I mean, again, you can pick, like you said, I mean, the money and – yeah, you know, and the politics aside, I mean, it's just, like I said, I mean, well, and like we were saying last week, too, in a way, is that, you know, when the facts of it come out, yes, we understand, they understand the health risks, but health risks. But, like, if you're just quarantining, not quarantining, but, I mean, if you're social distancing, you're taking online classes and you're doing that, the money side to it I get, and this is the whole thing. Because, yes, if the SEC commissioner would have came out and just said, look, you know, it's August 1st, either we're going to start the season late and not get to finish it, or we're not going to have a season. It is unfortunate, but it is for the health and safety of the players. Now, if the players feel, like I said, they're saying that because, oh, they don't want to, you know, if there's any liability and, you know, health stuff, yes, they'll take care of certain things, but if it's related to COVID, all of a sudden they're not going to pay. So if I'm the player, I'm 100% agree with them right there. Forget that. But if you're given testing, if you're doing all that, and like you said, I mean, it is tough to take the politics out of it, which is sad because, again, I don't care where the tweets are coming from. Like you said, whether it's from, you know, the president, whether it's from, you know, people that say, oh, they shouldn't play, or saying, well, it's really not safe. You know, once the players speak up and say they want this and that, oh, all of a sudden now it's not safe. But you released a schedule last week for pretty much all conferences released their schedules. So, again, it is frustrating. And if it becomes a baseball thing, and again, I'm still not going to advocate for players to get paid. Because here's the thing. I know a lot of – and I get sick and tired of people saying, oh, well, yeah, so they get a free education. Okay, if they're going to get paid the no more academic scholarship, they're going to take that money and they're going to have to use it towards tuition. And if then they can leave the debt with everybody else. Because, again, I think the thing that frustrates people about entitlement, not that these athletes haven't worked hard to get to where they're at, Paul. No one can take that away from them. But at the same time – what about the person that's in medical school now that's dealt with this, or some kid that goes through your undergrad and then he goes to medical school and he or she literally cures cancer, cures heart disease? They should get every single cent back because they're actually doing something that benefits everybody. So, like, time out. Let me finish because I know you're going to say that. But here's the thing. It's called Title IX, too, and you know this. So it's not like you're just paying the big sports. You're going to have to pay everybody across the board. It has nothing to do with getting endorsement deals. If they're going to get paid, it's everybody across the board. And there's an equal opportunity lawyers that will sue. I mean, the money, if they decide, oh, we're going to pay whatever, it's going to be held up for 10 to 15 more years at least because of the Title IX lawsuits, and you know that.
Okay, so first off, on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, here on the K-Show with PLR, the one only Mike Caratino, believe in Pac-12 basketball. And he just went down a road that's completely different, but I understand where he's going. Here's the problem.
Follow the money, though. Follow the money.
Here's the problem I have with that. First off, you said something that I got to separate. If they get endorsements, if they can use their own likeness, go for it. That's not coming out of Title IX money. That's not coming out of the university's coffers. That's not coming out of any of that. That I agree with.
Right.
Use your own likeness.
No, right.
But we're acting like the NCAA haven't pimped these athletes out forever. When they use their likeness in NCAA football on games, NCAA basketball on video games, they did that forever until they finally got sued and had to stop. So I understand that. But if when we don't want to pay athletes, then we bring up Title IX. And I'm going to say this because I said this to my aunt, who I love dearly. She's a teacher. I said, when people are willing to pay $700 to come in and watch you teach a class, then your salary will go up when she taught, before she retired. But because they don't do it, then this is what I say to schools. Because if it comes down to money, a lot of people are tapping out because unlike pro sports, you have to have fans to be able to pay for, like you said, all those other sports. And you have to have X amount of D1 sports participating to be considered a D1 sport. That's why you don't see big schools dropping synchronized swimming, because that may be the sport that puts them over to keep them being a FB1 football or a program as a school. But
right.
If you are going to tell me then that money isn't involved when you sell jerseys, only sell jersey number 99. Don't assign that jersey to a player. Only sell jersey 99. Your school logo, jersey number 99. Because we all know that when N'Keal Harry was at ASU, ASU pushed that number of jersey to sell. Even though his name wasn't on the back, that was the highest selling jersey with that number. Tell schools to stop doing that. Tell schools to stop changing uniforms and selling 90 different uniforms. Why are they doing that? Because they put those uniforms on the kids, use them as mannequins, so they can have 8 different uniforms so they can sell them all. So I'm with you. If right. they are going to be treated like regular students, and then we throw Title IX up, then treat them like regular students. I want one jersey for the road, one jersey for the house, one helmet. And they're not going to do that because it's marketing and it's selling. And those mannequins that are being pimped out are the athletes. So we can't go Title IX sometimes.
Right. And Ed O'Bannon, like you said, had the lawsuit. Now, look, I'm not saying there's not bargaining points. I'm just saying to you, too, like, okay, you brought up Stanford, and how dare you not say ASU, for they've won a ton of educational awards, because I'm just going to throw that out there, being a homer, as you know.
I don't want to be a homer, though.
I mean, like you said, with Stanford, and I mean, USC is obviously a private university, too. So even if you live in California, it doesn't matter. There's no in-state tuition for USC, which is a private school. So, again, these players that are going there, yes, they're there for their athletic ability, but like Notre Dame, USC, Stanford, kids that go to the a lot of them get partial if they're going through Ivy League, to like academic and athletic. But, I mean, they obviously still, like you said, with Stanford, they're going there for that. But good luck going to Notre Dame paying for a $200,000 education. Good luck going to Stanford and not leaving with debt. I'm not saying that – look, Ed O'Bannon, they talked about it in the court case, Paul. I'm with you on that with the likeness. If they want to use that, they need to put a percentage of the fund away, and then after they graduate, because if they want to make it all legitimate and they're still amateur, after they graduate, it'll be tracked by an independent third party, and, okay, so all your likenesses were this and sold this. You get this. And you can put it in a trust, a fund, whatever it is, and give it to the athletes as likenesses. I'm not saying taking advantage of it, because I'm with you. It's not even about bringing up Title IX either because of that. I'm just saying when not you and me, but when a lot of people say paying them, they just think of the big sports, because we do know football and basketball pay for a ton of it. Yes, football a little bit more because you can pack more people into a stadium than you can in the arenas. I get that. But that being said, like you said, I mean, Stanford cut 13 sports for next year or 11 sports for next year because they had to. They're saying, and we'll see if the alums of those sports and other businesses get together to keep them sustaining maybe for the next few years or year or two and go from there. That was a thought brought out there. But to your point, I get that. And I'm not, and that's what infuriates me. Now, look, if you want to, I'm all for upping the stipends all across the board, Paul. You want to percentagely increase their stipends. But again, and we talked about it a few weeks ago, as a college kid, they hear, oh, well, we don't get to go here and we don't get to go there. Yes, they're playing a sport. I get it. Their time is a little bit more, there's demands on more of their time, right? But as a college kid, it's not like I was sitting there going on me and my friends are going on vacations in five-star resorts. So, I mean, no one in college, unless their parents are paying for it, as you know, which is – that's a whole different story. But I'm just saying, like, when you tie it back to COVID, yes, these players should want health insurance. Yes, it should be given to them. If they get hurt, the surgeries are paid for by the university anyway. And, yes, because they got hurt playing, yes, they should be. And believe me, you know me. I'm not saying they shouldn't. But – when everybody started, and the players were smart, they released the schedules, and then the players are like, well, we are united, and we want this, and this is what we need. But again, it's a negotiation, and the players should be present. That's the thing that frustrates the athletes, and that's what I get, what you're getting at, and the likeness and everything. And you're right. I mean, the different styles of uniforms and jerseys, that's not going away because, I mean, they do it at the pro level. It's not like it was a very original idea, but at the college level.
Hold on. They do it where?
No, I'm saying at the pro level because brand, you didn't let me finish. Okay. It's because of branding. I know what you're going to say, but it's because of branding. So you can always say, oh, well, we want to brand this or we want to brand that or we want to evolve. Again, I'm not saying it's not a cash cow, but I'm not saying you can't put money aside when the player goes pro.
Well, why do you have to hold on
after they graduate?
But why do you have to put it aside, and why do they have to graduate? Let me ask you this. When they sell jerseys, are they saying, well, you know what, N'Keal Harry went to school here for 3 years, so every jersey that was sold with his number on the back, we'll put that aside for the university and for Nike, and then after he leaves, then we'll give that money to Nike and to you. No, they should get – if you're going to sell your likeness – you should be able to get that money. And the one thing that you just said, they're like, I hear a lot of people say that. Well, they should get it after they graduate. Why? Why can't they get it now? Well, if you allow that, then more all your good kids are going to go to Alabama. They already do. All your good kids are going to go to LSU. They already do. Your better kids are going to go to Notre Dame. They already do. So it has nothing to do with that. There's only X amount of scholarships you can give out anyway. So most of those kids are going to have to spread out anyway by paying
there's
the kid
85.
For their likeness.
Just think about that. There's 85 full scholarships. Like, unless you're on probation, there's 85 full scholarships. So like you said, Notre Dame. I mean, if you went to Notre Dame, and most of those kids are going to graduate within four years, same thing with Stanford. I mean, it's, again, it's academically, it's accelerated. We understand that. We've made that point. But if you go to Notre Dame, you're automatically – you're up $200,000. Say you stay for 4 years, right? Say it's a player that does stay for 4 years.
$200,000. Mike, that's not the point, though. You're working for it. You're not. They're not giving you a four-year scholarship. They're giving you a series of one-year scholarships that can be taken away, which means you're earning your keep. That doesn't mean that they're just paying for you. So
no,
I understand
that
you're going to – no, they can still pull
that.
Your scholarship, but they can still pull it. If a coach, if you are an offensive lineman and you suck, and I get a five-star recruit that's better, you're going to get off scholarship, and I'm going to make way for him. That's still allowed. So coaches can still yank your scholarships. So you're still earning your scholarship. And I get what you're saying. Listen, I get if you're going to a top institution and you get into education, that's great. I get that. But you can't tell me that certain schools, being paid or not, kids aren't going to want to go there. It's not like James Madison is going to say, you know what, we have five Mercedes-Benz dealerships that are giving big-time stipends for likeness, and kids are going to look at that and go, see, I go to James Madison and never be seen, or I go to Alabama and get seen 8 times a year, 9 times a year. It's still not going to happen. So that's all I'm saying. I don't think they should have to. You should have to wait for your money if the school is paying you. Now, in tying it to COVID, I say students ask for everything. You, in a negotiation, when you negotiate your pay or negotiate anything in life, you ask for more than you know you're going to get. That's the whole thing. And if people offer you less than what they know they're willing to give you. So all they're doing is negotiating right now. So I have no issue with that. The thing, though, that I think they have to do is, if you can't test them enough, then, okay, that's going to be a problem. Two, let's look at baseball. Baseball are grown-ups. And we just had a pitcher from the Cleveland Indians get sent home because he couldn't follow protocol. He had to go out. Now, Chicago's a great city, and he is from Cleveland. So I understand you leaving that hellhole, going to a fun place, you're going to want to go out. So I completely understand. But we can't get an adult to follow protocol. What makes us think a 19-year-old that you say you go, you get to go from class or you get to go from online classes in your dorm to the practice bubble back to class? Maybe you haven't seen testosterone of a 19, 20-year-old that's going to go out on a Saturday,
I get it, I get both sides, games.
But it's not going to work.
Exactly. No, I get it. I get both sides. I'm just saying that if you want to integrate it back in and you want it safely, like Jim Harbaugh said, I mean, they've had tests, they've stuck to it. And again, you're right. If players aren't going to do it, then that's on them. But again, you choose to sit there and go out. And I understand. Look, it's not the ideal situation. Everybody understands that. But if you're going to sit there and play pro football, and again, I know it's different. So I'm saying if there's going to be some football played in the fall and it's pro football, people in colleges will be like, all right, well, if they're not on campus, and I know people will shortcut a lot of things, but to speed this up, that's what I'm saying to you. I get it. I do want to hang out. And again, at least you'll get to be around your teammates. I mean, that's the one thing. But if Michigan has testing in these big schools, don't tell me that they can't have, if they're saying they can't have testing, then that's another thing. And I get that because I read that from the Pac-12 players sending the letter back to Larry Scott. But I'm with you. I mean, again, it opens up a lot, but it's still all fall sports. I mean, and like you said, I mean, it's one of those things where no swim and dive, no, you know, cross country. I mean, it's everything for the university. So, yes, I get, obviously, we all get that football is the biggest, but there's still those other sports that, again, I know they're not making the same amount of money, but are definitely treading, pulling in just about their weight for the size that they have of the team. So again, it's frustrating to say when, like you said, when you've got to put the politics back into it, it's what's safe, what's best. I mean, it's real easy to navigate through. Okay, what are the CDC guidelines? Okay, where are we with testing? Well, the players need this test. Okay, well, we can only test them twice a week. Oh, they want to be tested three times a week. Okay, they need to be tested, you know, 48 hours before game day, or 24 hours before game day, and then see if they come back positive, if they can get that, or, you know, 36 hours, whatever it is before game day, and go from there. I mean, those are the issues that need to be, and if the players do want to play, which obviously I believe they do, and the coaches want to coach, well, you know, you need to implement the testing in these big universities. Again, if it's for one season, then they can definitely, you know, go with it. And then with the, you know, you can get, after that, you can get tested throughout the year. And we get they're asymptomatic and they're talking about obviously health issues. But I mean, to me, to connect all our dots, Paul, no matter where we go with it, I mean, sit down, talk about testing, talk about what you're doing for their safety. If it does come down, yes, the universities. Again, here's the thing though, as long as, you know, because Jim Harbaugh says they're following guidelines. I'm sure he's a guy that, as much as he might get ripped on for being kind of, you know, wacky or whatever, Paul, he's one of those guys that you're not going to sit there and not listen to him. So if a player isn't doing it and they're going out, then he's going to say, no, you're done. Get out. Like, you can't follow this. You're hurting the team. You're selfish. So if some players are going to go out, and again, yeah, I was in college. I didn't have to deal with the pandemic. I was at ASU. Yes, we could. It's like, oh, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Great. You know, and it sucks for now, but again, if people just be responsible, like health workers, forget politics, like a lot of family and friends that I have in the healthcare industry. If you just be responsible and, yes, wear your mask, wash your hands, all that stuff. Stay distance. Like, yeah, I want to go hang out and do things. But you know what? C'est la vie. Like, get through it now so it's better in the long run. I mean, vaccinations Amen. Come out, medicine comes out, and it's that. So, again, for them not to play, it should just be, okay, look, we cannot predict that. No fans wants to hear, well, if they do get COVID because we don't know where they went. No, you can – hey, they're going to have to do tracing. They're going to have to talk about it. That's fine. Like, come to a common ground. But you can play, and it can be safe. And, I mean, like I said, Jim Harbaugh, people might say, oh, this and that. The man knows what he's doing, Paul. And I'm going to sit there and say, like, if you're at that level of coach, then you know – I mean, if Herm said the same thing, it's like, guys, look, we understand. You know, hey, we'll lighten things up in practice. We'll have, you know, we'll have certain things, certain days, whatever. Like, Herm's got the magic touch, as we know. That being said, Paul, like, if you're not going to abide by it, then you shouldn't get to play because you're jeopardizing everybody else.
Two quick things, because time is going to get us here pretty soon. Actually, we're way over time, so the next time is going to get us. In terms of safety, and I got three questions for you, so you got to keep these short. Is it really safe for the players if they haven't actually even been practicing? See, everyone is talking about COVID. I'm not even talking about COVID. There was no spring practice. They're not hitting now. Is it going to be bodily safe to roll these kids out there? Because let's stop and think about this. You get bigger when you're young in the offseason. So freshmen come back. I mean, after a freshman year, players come back. They're bigger as sophomores. They come back, they're even bigger as juniors. You're talking about now freshmen that if they didn't redshirt, they may be leaned on to play against some guys that are a lot bigger and faster, not because they worked out a lot more than anyone else, but because they were already bigger and faster, and these other kids didn't have an opportunity to get bigger and stronger and faster in this offseason. So I'm not just looking at COVID. I'm looking at body. Isn't that dangerous as well?
Right. Right. No, 100%. I get where you, but yeah, I mean, nobody's been hitting. You're right, because there's getting in shape, and we always hear for every sport, but in this instance, there's football game shape. And I get that. The hitting, nobody's been hitting. Yes. Camps would have been definitely going on for quite a while now. And from that. So yeah, but the training part of it, I mean, depending where they were, I don't think they were just, you know, sitting around being couch potatoes. I think they were getting out and able to, you know, run, lift.
Where?
Obviously having to do it at home.
But
well,
where? Listen,
running,
we have professional.
Well,
the running, yes, but we have professional athletes that say, unlike before where we could just call up a trainer, them open the gym, and we go work out. We've had to scrap for places to work out because most health clubs have been closed. So we haven't
right.
been in the same shape. Even basketball players who people say, we just roll out the basketball. They even did three tune-up games because they knew guys had to get back into getting up and down in the court. If that's for
right.
the pros. And I know I'm not looking for a specific answer because it would be kind of, you know, it's hard to. But I think when we think of safety, everyone goes right to COVID. And I think that could be a mistake because I think we also have to think, wait a second, what about these guys that didn't work out? Now, I want to swap this because we're going to run out of time. Baseball, Madison Bumgarner, did he come with a receipt? So if you return him, can you get some of your money back?
I knew you were going to get somewhere there.
And on the line, I have Mike Caratino, believe in Pac-12 basketball, on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, here in the Cave Show at PLR. She kept her seat. Can we don't get a refund? We still got him? Or is this just a bad start and he'll go back to being Madison?
Look, I mean, if he's having back issues, I want to say, you know, he'll be on the shelf. It sucks because obviously it's a 60-game season, so it being shorter. So if he, you know, misses two starts, that's huge. But say it's two or three starts, you know what? It's still for the long haul. So they need to get him right. I mean, Clayton Kershaw has battled this his whole career, and then when he's been in there, he's taken, you know, he's had the back issues, and then when he's gotten back, he's been, he's been dominant. I'm not saying Bumgarner is Kershaw, but I mean they're both, when they were in their primes, they're both at that level, as we know. Unfortunately, no receipt, because as you know, baseball contracts are guaranteed, my friend. So that would be awesome, though. It'd be like, well, you know, in your contract, if you do get hurt in the first quarter of the season and you're out, we're gonna just have to put the refund on you. This is the settlement, and that's that. No, but yeah, I mean, it is a bummer. And if his back was bothering him, and he talked him into letting him go back out there and see, you know, try and pitch through it. Sometimes, you know, Torrey Lovello and all managers and coaches have talked about protecting the players from themselves in some instances. Probably shouldn't have let him go back out. But man, yeah, it's a bummer. It is a bummer of a start for him. I mean, it's, you know, just watched it. Sometimes I've seen, you know, I'm like, oh, it looks good. But yeah, it just looks like something might be a little off, and it could be the late start to the season. And, you know, I mean, nobody's talking about it because guys that opted out for health reasons or family reasons, whatever, but Mike Leake opting out, I mean, maybe it was a good thing for him because it's a pitcher. Why do they come into spring training a week earlier than everybody else, Paul? I mean, I know some of the position players will show up, but pitchers and catchers are a week before because you're starting little things. And yeah, they, you know, they've probably taken a break, but like you said, getting back into throwing and, you know, working on thing and physical. So it is frustrating for D-backs fans to see your number one pitcher going through that. But unfortunately, again, yeah, no receipt. I'm with you, man. It would be nice in all sports. I'm sure all fans would love you because you'd be the GM that says, hey, look, man, there's going to be the receipt clause in this contract.
Mike, you get hurt after a
quarter of it, you're done.
Mike, can the Diamondbacks get right? Is there enough season left? And that one's got to be quick because I got one more question for you.
I want to say yes, they can get right because I think offensively they up and down the lineup, I think they can do it. Pitching wise, again, we're gonna have to see. Other guys are gonna have to step up. So that right there is gonna be, no pun intended, but the big question right there: can these other pitchers step up?
And then two, at what point do we just say to the Cardinals, like I said before, and I'll keep saying this: if you can't play after two games of COVID and your numbers are still going up, they got to just slap you L's and slap these other teams W's and forfeit. You got to treat it like Little League at this point, because these other teams can't be forced to make up crazy scheduled games because another team came down with COVID, be it their fault or not their fault. And it doesn't matter. Look, if little Stanley's mother makes it home late and he doesn't get to the game and you forfeit because Stanley didn't show up, it's not the other eight players that are there. It's because Stanley didn't make it. And it's not even – it's his mother's fault. But it's still a forfeit.
Right, absolutely.
So I feel bad. I feel bad for the Cardinals, but at the same time, either they roll out a minor league team, which would be ridiculously unfair, or you just got to give the other team the victory because there's no way to make up all these games. And what you can't have at the end of the year is a team like – and I'll use the Yankees as an example. You can't use a team – let me switch leagues. You can't have the Dodgers playing and winning 40 out of 60 games, and then the Cardinals, who are going to win, you know, say they win 20 out of 30, and they're in the playoffs, but they played so many games less. I don't think that's right. So if you're not going to play for whatever reason, you got to give an L to them and give a W to the other team as a forfeit.
No, absolutely. I'm 100% with you. And, you know, that's something that should have been negotiated too. If somebody is, like you said, real quick, irresponsible, and what, you know, like you said, whose fault it is that the Cardinals, I know, went to that casino, the Marlins, I mean, it was never proven, but come on. I mean, did something together as a team, which fine, team bonding, great. You as team bonding, you all got COVID, which is terrible.
Yeah, that was, said, you all get to look at each
you.
Other.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm with you because it's one of those things where it should be a forfeit. It should be a loss. Even if you say, okay, if they do it and it was a three-game series, that team wins two out of three. So you could negotiate something like that. So I know that people are like, well, you're rewarding a team for getting COVID. No, they're only getting one win out of it because you're saying a team would have gotten all three wins, which I'm not saying couldn't happen, but for the most part, like, no. And, I mean, you're right. I'm 100% with you. I mean, If it's going to be like that, then yeah, I mean, because either you're going to make up those games and push the season back, or like you said, it's a percentage thing, but say somebody played the 60 games, Paul, but they're, because of the game difference, they're percentage points behind the Cardinals. How annoyed are you going to be?
Exactly. Real quick, we got to jump. The Suns are about to win their sixth game in a row. It is 100% garbage time. Diallo is in the game, which tells you that's overlay. Okay, is in the game. That tells you Ty Jerome is in the game. And unfortunately for Campaign and Javon Carter, they don't have any other people to put in. Otherwise, they'd be out of this game too. But, Mike, I appreciate it. I know we ran out of time. There was some other stuff I need to talk to you about. We may have to do this again real soon so we can get into it. But, yo, man, tell everyone about – I know you had a new episode come out. Tell everyone quickly. We have exactly 60 seconds.
Yes, new episode, Believe Impact 12 Basketball on the Believe Podcast Network, BLEAV. You get it anywhere you get your podcast. Please do subscribe. And when they drop on Fridays, it'll just automatically go right to your subscription. So, but yeah, hit me up on Twitter at Diablos00. And yes, we talk a lot of Pac-12 hoops. I work with Amont Starks, former Oregon State sharpshooter, guard, absolutely awesome to work with. And yeah, we do talk about more than ASU because I have to, it's about the whole conference. So that is, but there is definitely a lot of ASU there, influence, but yeah, so check it out. And that would be, it's awesome. And, this episode out now, we just talk about the way too early, preseason rankings because Paul, ASU's hit it. UCLA has hit quite a few of them, Oregon, and Arizona is flirting with one or two. So, yeah, it's way too early, but we had some fun with it.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Very lively conversation. I told you 15 minutes, and we ended up going 35. So, good stuff. I appreciate you, and we will definitely be in contact soon.
Absolutely. You're the best, and we'll hit the clock one day, man. We'll hit it one day.
Hey, man, like I said, there's only one way. I'm going to send you out the same way I brought you in, the coolest guy that I know.
What the hell?
Buddy, have a good one, man.
Best.
I'll
you're
catch up
best.
With you.
All right, see you, buddy.
All right, the one only Mike character, Believe in Pac-12 basketball. Like I said, the conversation was too good. And there was no way, because I'm not going to interrupt a good conversation with a bunch of stuff. My sponsors would be mad at me because I didn't get to all the commercials that I needed to. But I owe you, all right? We have what's going to be called a ghost show this week. I'll let you know more about what that means as we get closer to it. And then we'll have a ton of sound from the Suns and the D-backs tomorrow. So we'll get back to all the playing. I'm sure we'll have a lot of reaction as the Suns are about to go 6-0. We'll talk about what the D-backs did up in Colorado. And the Merc are playing Dallas. So we'll have a lot of stuff coming your way for tomorrow's show. Whew, that was fun. That was fun. And we'll find out tomorrow. We'll know. Will there be football? One way or the other. We'll do all that right here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're following us on all social media platforms that include the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Instagram. You can get us at the Sports Cave, Cave is with a K. You can get us at our website, thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. And don't forget, you can check me out on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until tomorrow, thanks again to Mike Garrett, Believe in Pac-12 Basketball, for joining us today. Talked a little bit of hoops, a little bit of baseball, a lot of college. Got to pay these kids, man, not necessarily from the coffers or the universities, but let them sell their likeness if they so choose. Also, when we're talking about safety, it's not just COVID. Are these kids in shape to go out there and play football? If they're not in shape to go out there and play football, you can't roll these kids out there like that. That is not cool at all. So we will see. My bets are that you will only see college football in the SEC. Until tomorrow, everyone be safe, mask up, don't be over it, don't do all that nonsense, put the freaking mask on, be as safe as you can, there is no total safe. Enjoy the rest of your night,
We'll talk to you on Tuesday here on The Cave Show with PLR. And at this time, we say what we always say, Mighty Temptations, bring us home.